Father, in the name of Jesus, our hearts and our minds are receptive to your word. We welcome revelation from the scriptures to walk in the light of it. In this place, today, tomorrow, next week, next year, decades, and decades to come. We'll follow your leading. Amen. Glory to God. What did I say is the teaching title again? If I give it another name today. Eh? God always leads us. Okay. Amen. Okay. God always leads us. Was that what I said? Or God leads me every day? God leads me always. Okay. Thank you. God leads me always. Hallelujah. So we'll set a few things. Hope you're recording me now. Okay, so we said a few things on Sunday and last week Thursday. So just take it off from where we stopped. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Like I said, some people are amazed. This is the first time in some years that I understand I'm teaching leading of the spirit. I should be teaching prayer. Amen. Because we are going to pray. Well, as long as we have it, we need this because we didn't. We were supposed to do an abridged teaching of the leading of the Spirit sometime in April. We started it, right? To continue from where we stopped last year. Did you remember? But along the line, we had CRC. I didn't forget. I said, I'm going to reteach it. And I'm reteaching it. I'm not teaching it separately. I'm reteaching the same thing. We have it on the site, on our website, but I'm still reteaching it to you. Amen. Because the subject on leading of the Spirit is not a subject you claim mastery on. Anybody that claims this mastery on leading of the Spirit, including myself, is already backsliding. There's no mastery. There are some teachings that you don't claim mastery of. Amen. Like, I know it. No. Amen. There are some teachings you don't do. That healing, you don't claim mastery on it. Amen. Amen. Because we always require healing. This is not for yourself, for someone else. Hallelujah. Teachings like leading of the Spirit. Amen. And I vow that I will teach it every year. Every year. Till the end of days. Amen. Every year. I have to teach something around the leading of the Spirit. Because we always have to follow the leading of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So let's get off a few things this evening. Matthew 28. And I hope to round this up before GPLR. Mark 28 from verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority, that's the word power, exousia, has been given to me in heaven and in the earth. He said, go therefore and make disciples of every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. He said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the age. Amen. Hallelujah. So we said, first thing, he says, make disciples of every nation, right? Go therefore and teach all nations. Now the word teach there. That word teach there is the word matitio. Now, the word teach is not the literal to talk. It's actually matitio. Matitio, like I said to us, is how you enroll one into a citadel of learning, where he or she learns. Matitio in the Greek, where you learn. Hallelujah. So he said, go make disciples of every nation. How? We said baptizing them. Now, we use that word, name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, as though there are three names you'll be baptized into. No. He said baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost is actually one word into the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. We looked at all those in the years before. Now, 29 says teaching them. Now, remember, he used the word matitio, make disciples, teach, where you make disciples. Now, when he used the word matitio, like I said, it means it's used for a citadel of learning, right? A citadel of learning. So, when you're a citadel of learning, where one is taught from a toddler to becoming a professor. Amen. So, that's what he asked them to do. Make people students. Make people learners. Amen. The noun of that word is where you have the word matites, used for a disciple, an apprentice. So that means everybody, once a man gets born again, he is now an apprentice. Amen. A disciple of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the point where, the part where you find the word matitis used, you find it in chapter 27 verse 57, Matthew 27 verse 57, about a rich man, right, Joseph of Arimathea. He said, who also is Jesus' disciple? A rich man became schooled. Did you see that? So the word matitis means to be schooled. Amen. Schooled. So the word matitis also involves a gathering, a location, a place. So that's why I said to us, in that instruction, you have the local church. The local church. So he went ahead in verse 20 to tell us what should be done there. He said, teaching them. This is that, teaching them in that citadel, in that discipleship. So that means the local church is a discipleship class. The local church is where disciples are raised. The local church is not a place to go and dance disco. No, the local church is where we raise disciples for Jesus. How? He said, teaching them, didasco, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. He said, and lo, I am with you always. So we said on Sunday, we said, what Jesus said should be taught in the local church, in the gathering of believers, is what I am with you. Amen. I am with you. That is the word ego am I there. You have the word I am, ego am I, used for God. We'll get to deal with all some of these things when we get to GPL also. But I say, I am with you always. I am with you always. Let us stay there. So he said, when he said, I am with you always, is that the indwelling of the Spirit of God. Is that it? Right? John 14, verse 16. It says, I pray the Father, he will give you another comforter. Hallelujah. That he may abide with you forever. He said, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because neither see him nor know him. But he said, you know him, for he shall be with you and shall dwell in you. Did you see that? So he said, teaching them all I've come and I know I am with you. That is the indwelling of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. The indwelling of the Spirit of God. Amen. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. So, what should be taught, therefore, in the local church is the leading of the Spirit. We said that. Because that indwelling is God's leading. We said that on Sunday. That indwelling is God's leading. Hallelujah. The indwelling. I am with you always. Even to the ends of the age. Glory to God. Because we said that indwelling, the Spirit of God in us is light. We said that, right? That is leading. Glory to God. That's light. That is leading light. Hallelujah. Therefore, we said, God wants to lead man. That's Genesis. God wants to lead man. In the beginning, Genesis 1:1, God created the heavens and the earth. Heavens and the earth. Pay attention now. Heavens and the earth. He now says, in verse 2, he says, the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved over the surface of the waters. Did you see that? And God said, I am light. Now, what verse 2? Verse 2 says, there was darkness, chaos. Right? So who upon whom? Chaos. Now, that's why you have darkness, right? Darkness is upon the surface of the deep. And I told you the Greek word for darkness there is kotia. Used for confusion. So that means, what do you have with man? Confusion. Did you see that? Confusion. But what is God's plan? Genesis 1:1, heaven and the earth. Did you see that? Heaven and the earth. So God said, he is the answer. He says, I am light. So he profiles himself as the answer in confusion. So that means he provides himself as the direction to a confused world. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he's telling you that God wants to lead man from the Genesis. God wants to lead man always. Hallelujah. God wants to lead man. Look at this. Colossians 1 verse 13. Colossians 1. Quickly. Hallelujah. Colossians 1:13. He says, not from verse 12. He says, giving thanks unto the Father He says, which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He says, who had delivered us? Glory to God. Colossians 1:13. He says, who has delivered us? Where in the light? He says, he has made us partakers. Right? Hallelujah. He has made us meet to be partakers. I mean, he has made us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Explain this to us when I was teaching us on the book of Colossians. Right? The book of Colossians says, in the light. Now, take away the verses. The verses will confuse you there. Right? Now, it says, in the light. He has made us meet to be partakers. Right? Partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. So, where are we? We are in the light. Right? He now says, and has delivered us from darkness. The kingdom or the power of darkness. He has delivered us from the power of darkness. What is that deliverance? What is that deliverance now? Darkness, confusion, right? Authority of confusion, authority of darkness. Stop. Listen. There is nobody sitting on the fence. I said this earlier on in the year. Nobody sits on the fence. We saw in Genesis 1, God providing himself or offering himself as the solution to darkness. Now, that darkness in itself is a leading. Hallelujah. Don't miss it. Don't think, hey, I don't want God to lead me. Let me just lead myself. No. That darkness is a leading because darkness is tampering in the dark. Or darkness there is you walking in confusion, tampering in or moving without direction. That is a leading. It's a leading. Amen. So, no man can sit on the fence. No man can say, I don't want God to lead me. I want to lead myself. No, that in itself is a leading. Amen. Say, I don't want God to lead, I just want to be on my own. Is a leading. Amen. And who's leading? That's the leading of the devil. So if God isn't leading a man, he's been led of bad demons. Hope you're hearing me. So that is confusion then. So Paul picks that up in Colossians chapter 1 verse 13. He said, he has delivered us. We're in the light. So that means the light that we are in is the deliverance. Hallelujah. The light is the deliverance. Glory to God. The light is a deliverance. He said, you have delivered us from the kingdom of darkness. How? In the light. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can you say, in the light, there's no confusion? Absolutely, yes. In the light, there's no confusion. There's no darkness. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. So we've received God's leading. You see, all the while he speaks about the new birth, you find light, direction. Jesus said so in John chapter 8 verse 12. All these three scriptures I've mentioned now are all written from where? Genesis chapter 1. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that follows me will not walk in darkness, but shall have. Say, I have direction. I have light. Glory to God. I have light. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. So God leads us. God leads us. That's how this teaching should be. When you say God leads us, you say God leads me. God leads us. Hallelujah. God leads us. He leads me. Hallelujah. He leads me. Hallelujah. I don't like God's leading. I don't like God's leading. I thought of that. I said, what if someone says, oh, I've done something wrong. Like I shared a time ago, one of my friends, right? A friend of mine. Now this one, okay, a member of church one time came to meet me and said, sir, I've done a whole lot of wrong things that God went far for me. He said, God has left me. He said, but now I think I'm coming back to God. I know, I think God is coming closer to me. I said, no, God never left you. And he said, even if what I said, yeah, God never leaves. We have a God who doesn't leave. Hallelujah. We have a God who doesn't leave. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. How important that is for the man who has gone drinking, But a man who has gone into the world and think God has left him, oh, God has left me to die. No, God didn't leave you. God is right there with you. Hallelujah. I mean, God didn't leave you. You've left church for about 4 years. You've been going over and say, God didn't leave you those 4 years. God has been with you all along. Yeah, how come I don't feel him? Well, you block your... I said, you don't need feeling as a believer. Amen. You trust his word is with you. Then you learn to listen to him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Satan tries sometimes to play with your emotions. Make you feel God has left you, but God doesn't leave. He said, I will be with you forever. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5. Quickly, Hebrews 13 5. God never leaves. Hey, what if I've done something wrong? What if? Well, amen. Amen. Someone sent me, what if it's just in your imagination? Someone sent me a message. He says, smart. I'm just being delusional. I say, how? He says, I'm just imagining things. I say, what kind of things are you imagining? I just imagine someone like me now driving the latest car tomorrow to work. Just imagine I'm on a car, my car. I said, don't come out of that imagination. If you come out, you die. Stay in that imagination. They say, you're not serious. I said, stay in that imagination till you get that car. This guy, you're nowhere. Well, that's just it. Sometimes I get straight to the point. Stay in that imagination. Say, what if? Is it the imagination? Glory to God. So that someone I was coming out to home and the person say, smart, can I join you in your car? I said, no. He said, that's just too direct. How should we go? Is it because you have a car? Well, go and buy yours. It's my car. He said, no. He came out too straight. I said, bend it. So bend it. It's just me. Sometimes I can just give you that sharp answer and then move ahead. I'll give you and I'm gone. He said, it's too straight, bend it. It's too straight. Yeah. I cannot have time. Glory to God. Well, what I'm saying is, sometimes Satan plays with our emotions. He's thinking rubbish. I just imagine I'm driving Rolls Royce. Stay in the imagination. Just stay there. Don't come out. If you come out, you will be frustrated. Stay there. You can do the next move. The next move is what we used to do when we were small. How many of you did that? Some of you guys are Gen Z. I know Dixon will remember. You're like, pee pee. You can do that around your house. Amen. Just remain in that imagination. Enjoy it. Glory to God. Oh, come out of me though. I just imagine I'm playing PS6. Stay there. Let them tie you. Let's go ahead. Amen. I am Hebrews 13:5. Okay, let's see this. It says, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with the such as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Did you see that? I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. God said so. I will never. God says he will never leave. So if God doesn't leave, his leading doesn't leave. How about that? His leading doesn't leave. His life doesn't leave. So that means, how long is God leading? How long is God leading? God is always leading me. Hallelujah. God's leading is always there forever. He doesn't go. Amen. 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 So I can stay all my life not being confused. Hallelujah. Because God's leading is there. I can stay all my life not being confused because God's leading is there. God's leading is there. He's there. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. You get into difficult situations, but you know, I don't lose sight of God's leading. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. God always leads us. Always leads us. That's what we've received in the new birth. Hallelujah. Romans 8 verse 14. Romans 8, quickly. Romans 8, verses 14. Are you there? Are you there? Say, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God. Say, they are the sons of God. As many as are led. I go, right? I go. Led. And I said, when you hear that word led, your mind goes to Exodus. Hallelujah. Exodus, how God brought them out of Egypt. That's an Exodus language. As many as are led by the Spirit of God. Say, they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 I used to remember one funny thing I used to say then. It's not correct. You say, you know, you are, for you to be a son, heos, for you to become a heos, you must be led by the Spirit. That there are several people, there are several believers, several children of God that God is not leading. How can you say that? Amen. He said, God is only leading. He said, so you have to step up from a nepi. You have become a heos. Amen. From a nepi. I see you got into yeah some people from a while ago. Say yeah, in nepi. Here's a nepi. Nepi. Don't worry. This that bro is a nepi. Amen. Say, but you know when you're in nepios, you've not started, God has not started leading you, but when God starts leading you, you are not a healed. Say, now are we the sons of God. Amen. But no. He says, as many as are. So how do you know? What? How do you know a one that is led of God? How do you know one that has God's leading? The children of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when you say, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Your mind goes, when you hear the word sons of God, your mind goes to the Exodus. Because it's Israel that is called God's son. Do you see that? Israel is God's call, is God, I mean, it's called God's son. Why am I misplacing those words? It's called God's son. Israel is God's son. And Israel was called God's son where? In Egypt. So God had to come to lead them out of Egypt. Amen. Amen. And I showed you on Sunday. He said, he led them out himself. Glory to God. Exodus, quickly, chapter 13. I will quickly read that to us. Exodus 13, verses 19. I'll read that. I mean, verse 21. He said, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud and led them the way by night, in a pillar of fire, to give them light to go by day and night. So God led them out. Hallelujah. Exodus 19. Whenever, look at Exodus 19 quickly. Verses 4. It says, are you there? It says, ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. This is that myself. Leading. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 32 verses 11. You can read that. Hallelujah. So God led them. Glory to God. God led them. So when you hear, as soon as I led by the Spirit of God, are the children, are the sons of God. Your mind goes to Egypt. It's called God's son. Amen. Did I say Egypt? Israel is called God's son. So in leading them out, let's use the practical example. God led the children of Israel out of Egypt. In leading them out, did they obey him? Did they obey him? No, they didn't. Hallelujah. They disobeyed. I told you in less than 3 months when they came out, they went to do what? When God told them, you shall not make for yourself a graven image. In less than 3 months. They built a golden calf and said, this is the God that brought us out of Egypt. And they saw God's signs and wonders. They saw raw and they built. In fact, they saw how God led them out. They saw the miracle signs and wonders. They saw it. They saw the pillar of cloud. They saw the pillar of fire. They saw these things. They saw how the Red Sea opened and they passed by. In Exodus 19, they saw God come down
And when sinner, they saw it. They did not see the picture of any image. Watch it. But now they now made a golden calf. Cow. Long magic. That I will see God's hand and I will call a man and say, and I'll call something else. Amen. In fact, they made it. They removed their earrings, their necklace, their bangles, and they built a cow. And they said that was the God that led them out of Egypt. Amen. But still, the God still lead them. Was he still with them? They did something wrong, but God didn't go. See, God's nature of staying with his own didn't start yesterday. It didn't start with New Testament books. It's God's nature to stay with his own. Stay faithful. Our God is a faithful God. He stays faithful to his own. He stays faithful to his own. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In fact, they got somewhere there was no water. No, they got somewhere there was no food. These are the same people that were wearing the same clothes and the same shoe. And they never asked, why didn't we outgrow our shoes? Did you see that? You're wearing the same shoe, you didn't outgrow it. You do not know it's miracle. Your trouser, you don't turn from trouser to three quarter. It was your size. Day in, day out. The same clothes. The clothes was not smelling. Is that not a miracle? With your sweat, everything was just intact. And yet, you're not smelling. And yet you did not know it's a miracle. They said, in Egypt, we ate bread. Moses, you brought us out to come and kill us. Watch it though. If God said, these people are very useless, let me kill you. No, God gave them. God still led them. After eating bread, manna, as they called it, they started complaining again. We ate fresh meat. We ate meat, onions. God said, don't worry, give them. They said, don't worry. They will eat meat. Want it to come out from their nose. Don't worry. Change food. Food is their problem. Don't worry. God still led them. And they were murmuring. Did you see that? Did you see that? So God doesn't leave. Hallelujah. He led them. Glory to God. So God leads us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God will always lead us. We have his leading always. So I have his leading always. 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 And for a record, I said something. I said, when God is speaking to you, the use of how God's leading is seen all through scripture is always absolute. Absolute. Amen. Amen. Watch it. So, absolute terms are used for God's leading. In Genesis 1:3, it says, I am light. All. Absolute light. Light where there is no darkness, there is no atom of darkness. In John 8, it says, I'm the light of the world, full, absolute, where there is no atom of darkness. Absolute. Absolute light. Hallelujah. Have you heard when God led anybody in scripture, God speaks to anybody in scripture and it's found out that they were dragging. Is it God or my mind? Have you heard that in scriptures? God spoke to Adam. Adam knew it was God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Spoke to Moses. Moses knew it was God. Moses was done killing an Egyptian and ran away. God sent him back to Egypt. You know, it was not absolute. Most of you think, no, this can't be. But it was absolute. He knew he had God. Go back. Right? Look at the experience. He had God. That will harden the heart of Pharaoh. What do you think will make Moses keep going back to meet Pharaoh? Because he knew. And Pharaoh could not. Pharaoh was a world leader. He has seen battles. He has killed people. You know, but Pharaoh couldn't summon that word, kill him. Did you get that?
He couldn't summon that word. Think about it. And Moses kept going. Because he knew he had God. God's leading is absolute. Watch through scriptures. When Jesus met Saul on his way to Damascus, when Saul heard, he knew it was Jesus. He said, "Who art thou, Lord?" He said, "I am Jesus whom you persecute." When he heard the word, "I am," he knew. He knew. This is Yeshua. This is Yahushua. This is the God of Israel that has reached out to me. He knew. Amen. Then when he was giving his speech before the council, he said, I was obedient to the heavenly calling, the heavenly vision. Amen. He said, I was obedient to the heavenly vision. Amen. So God's leading is always absolute. Always absolute. There's no atom of darkness. Why did I say so? But sometimes, yes, some people say, I don't know that it's God that was speaking to me. You know, I wouldn't blame you because you were trained growing up to listen to the cooler voice. Say, there are two voices in your mind. We're getting to the mind shortly. There are two voices in your mind. There's one that always says, do, 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 do. And I say, no, do. No, do. Do, do it, do it, do it, do it. Slap her, slap her. Don't slap. You say, ah, good angel is saying, don't slap. The bad one is do, 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 do. Go, go. Go. Don't go. Go, 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 go. No. Amen. No. Amen. When it comes, when you have such kind of doubt, it's not the leading of God. None of them is the leading of God. But it's do, do, don't do, don't do. None of them is the leading of God. Because God's leading is absolute. There will be no atom of doubt. I remember one time like that. I wanted to go out to, we were done with the meeting on Saturday. That was around 2009 or 2010. Yeah, around 09 and 010. One of those years. So we're done with the meeting on Saturday. So I came down to talk to my friend. So I was talking to my friend Uso. We were just talking. And then the Lord spoke to me. He said, go somewhere and preach the gospel. And, you know, go somewhere where you meet somebody. I've never met that person before. Say, go to this place, you meet this person, and then preach the word there. I knew exactly what I wanted to go and see without seeing the person physically. I just told my friend, guy, I have a job to go and do. He said, what job? He said, the Lord wants me to go and preach to someone. I went upstairs, pick my Bible. And I was going. I said, Lord, then how am I going to do it? Because I don't know the person's house, but I shall have a description of the person somehow in my bed. So I said, how will I know this is the person? You know, till I left and I got to the person's place, I didn't think, are you sure it's God that is leading you? I'm telling you the truth. I didn't ask myself that question because I knew it was God. So as I was going, the Lord said, don't worry, I'll bring the person out. That's what the Lord said. I'll bring the person out and you will know he's the person. I've never met the person. So I walked to the place and all of a sudden, the person came out. And the person asked the person, I want you to come out today. Said, I just know. I didn't know that. I just saw that. Somebody just told me to carry this thing and come outside. I said, oh, yeah, I understand that now. That was just it. Amen. I went out for evangelism. We've been doing evangelism these days, right? So yesterday I came out and I was coming out and I said, Lord, I don't want to just do any evangelism. I want to meet the right people tonight. Because I was late from work. So I want to meet the right person tonight. I walked. I saw people. I was almost moved to go and talk to them. I said, no. I was just shocked where I was going. So I went round. You see, I was kind of like, I like, God, what kind of punishment? That was what I was saying with the Lord. I said, God, what kind of punishment is this? That's kind of my Bible. I'm good. You know, I said, I'm a man of God. I can just stay here and just minister now. That was what I said. I can just, is it not me? I can just sit here. I can meet this one. I was like, keep going. Keep going. I did something I was wrong too. You see, you're human. But God still led me. I got somewhere. I said, I've gone around. I said, Lord, I'm going home. I said, let me just make this real job. And I read and said, good afternoon, good evening. I haven't talked to you about it. We are Muslims, we are Muslims, we are Muslims. I said, Lord. I said, no, I know you're Muslim. I said, no, 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 we are Muslims. So I stepped out. I said, I told you not to. I didn't tell you to. Keep going. I go come to this bus stop, they say, this is short street. Let me just pass Kubi's side and just go home. You know, I say, go straight. I say, it's short street now. You know, yeah, this is short street. I say, go straight. I was going. As I passed a place, Lord said, told me, look right. And I turned right. I said, go meet that guy. That's what I did. And lo and behold, I said, what are you doing outside? Say, I don't just know. I just came out and I stood outside. I usually don't stand outside. I said, yeah, this is it. This is it. And God on God's word. And I spent time there with him. Because of God's word. I don't know what to tell you. Now I see. So you just flowed from there. You know, God leads you. And it will be absolute. You will say, God, anyone that spoke now, speak again. You know, I would have just met anybody on the street, which I wanted to do. Just do quickly, and then just get back home. I would have just done it. Before I even go. If I tell you how I walk, you'll be laughing. If I tell you where I went to, I got to Ogundele. I'm telling you the truth. I got to Ogundele walking for my house. Look, these are people now. They're going to keep going. God leads us. Amen. God leads us. And it will be absolute. Hope you are with me. It will be what? Absolute. This is absolutely. So with the moment you are not having that, I'm teaching you now, how do you know God's leading? The moment there's that doubt, any form of doubt, no, go there, not do it. You know, some people are like, should I take this road? No, take this one. Should I take this one? Oh, guy, no one. Just keep going. Just to the one and go. That is not really, you know, God. What are we? I'm not God. Because God's leading will drown every form of doubt. That's God's leading. It will drown it. So, learn not to keep yourself in that pit. The reason why I'm saying is because we watch too many children cartoons, too many things they told us, right? Okay, if you have any of those two, so that might be three. Right? Go here. You know that? He is the road. No, should I go here? Go here. Okay, go anywhere. Amen. There is usually no confusion when you hear the Lord. You wake up from, you dreamt and you woke up and say, I don't know what the Lord is trying to say. I'm thinking, this is what he's saying, this is what he's saying. I'll throw everything away. No, let me God's leading. And if God's leading, you will know what he wants you to do. Hallelujah. Well, I mean, no, you might not know everything in detail, but you know the next step to take. Hallelujah. Amen. Hope you are with me. Okay. So, God always leads us. That what we said last? Right? God always will lead us. Right? Okay. God always leads us. We have this leading always. So, now, we said his spirit is that leading, right? So that means, can we say all of God's spirit is in, all of God's spirit. All of God's leading is in the spirit. Because that's how he leads us. In the spirit, right? So all of God's leading is in the spirit, right? And we have the Holy Ghost, right? So all of God's leading is in the spirit that we have. Do you believe that? So that means I don't lack any, I don't have leading issues. Say I don't have leading problems. Put it like this, I don't have leading failures. Say it again, I don't have leading failures. Hallelujah. So I have here, we don't have leading failures. No, we don't. We are always led. God is leading us. Hallelujah. So if there's any issue at all when it comes to leading, it's not whether God is leading us. If there's any issue that has to do with leading, that issue is not whether God is leading, because God is always leading us. Amen. If there's any issue, it's not about whether God is leading us. Because God is always doing that. Amen. So that means, therefore, where would the issue lie if there's any issue? If there's any issue, it will be how we recognize, I use the word discern. How do we recognize, our ability to recognize God's leading and to follow it. Now, that's where the issue is. God is leading, but we can't, many times people don't discern God's leading. They can't recognize this is God's leading. Amen. Amen. Just like I used myself as an example yesterday. Imagine I got to that place and then that worked. And the Lord said, this is the guy, and this kind of guy. I've not been able to recognize it. Right? Right? Some people even they now, oh, this is God leading me. Obedience is not the problem. Did you see that? Did you see that? So, if there's any issue with leading, it's recognizing the leading. How do I recognize God's leading? How do I recognize God's leading? How do I? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's what we're looking at, because we don't have leading failures. God is always leading us. How do I recognize it? Amen. Amen. So, when it comes to recognizing, I'll say a few things tonight and then I'll do more justice around this on Sunday and try to round up next week Thursday. Amen. Amen. Oh, did I say round up? No. Get to a conclusion on Thursday. Then pick it up after WCC. that week to GPLR was still hammered. I know we usually don't have. That will be December 26th. We'll have midweek services. Yeah, we'll have midweek services 26th. Amen. Since when? 26th? Oh, 26th. I think 27th to 29th. I remember Sunday's out of it. Okay. Don't worry. GPLR. I will do it on Christmas Day. I will do service on Christmas Day, don't worry. I'll work it out. Everything is working for my good. Amen. Amen. We'll work it out, don't worry. Amen. So, when it comes to recognizing, we do recognize, what do we use to recognize God's leading? Our mind. Now, our minds comes very handy in the leading of the Spirit. Our minds. Because the leading is in our spirits. Hallelujah. The leading is where? In our spirit. I think I've not... Another, I'm saying it again in this teaching. I said it last year. I'm still saying it again this year. Two times this year. Our minds. Because we need to understand the role our minds play. I've been saying it since COVID year. We need to understand the role our mind play in the leading of the Spirit. Our mind is very vital. Amen. Amen. Our minds. The role of our mind is to receive the leading in our spirit. So the leading of God is where? In our spirit. Our spirit has no issue with obeying God. We don't have obedience issue. No. Our spirit doesn't have it. Hallelujah. Our spirit don't have it. Our spirit is in line with God. But our minds is where we need to receive it. Hope you are with me now. If you've been distracted, this is not time to get distracted, because we're getting into vital details now. Amen. Our minds. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And here's the reason why Paul will say in Romans 12. Romans 12. I think I skipped something somewhere. Just to say something. Okay, yeah, I've seen it. Okay, I'm correct. Romans 12. Everything's working for my good every day. Everything's working for my pleasures every time. And I don't have to see once walking behind the scene. All I know is The script is working out for me. Everything is working for me. For my good. Everything is working. For my pleasures. I don't have to see. No one, the ones walking behind the scene. All I know, the scripts. One more time. Everything is working for me. For my good. Everything is working. For my pleasures, pleasures every time. I don't have to see the one
working behind the scenes.
All I know, the script. Everything is working, yes. For my good. Everything is working. For my pleasures. I don't have to see. No one. All I know. The script. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I don't know, but I think God's really wanted to say this here. Now, many times when it comes to, or I put it like this, many times we tend to have a confusion. You know, those of us that have gotten into our careers, who get to do some things with careers, you know, your career teaches you to be scientific. Sometimes teaches you to be dogged, right? Right? It teaches you to look at things scientifically, know the end before you get into it. But you know, when it comes to the leading of the Spirit, it's a whole ball. It's a whole different game. Hallelujah. Whole lot different. The Spirit of God will tell you to take a step without even knowing how the second step is going to be like. Hallelujah. But when you obey once, when you obey in taking that step, hallelujah, it gets clearer as you get into it. That's how the leading of God's Spirit is. You don't need to scientifically say, this is, no. Amen. I believe God wants me to say this here to us. Amen. So you must learn to draw a divider. Draw the line. Amen. Oh, professional. Oh, professional men. Oh, men that do things scientifically. No. Do it in your job. Do it in your business world. Right? Get dogged. Get dogged. But when it comes to the leading of the Spirit, you have to take it one step at a time. It's called leading of the Spirit. It's not you leading the Spirit. Some of us get into that sheep because we are leaders in our organization. So we think we are the ones leading the Spirit. No, we are not the ones leading the Spirit. You should know I started talking about the Holy Ghost now. Amen. You're not the one leading the Spirit. Amen. It's the Spirit of God leading you. The Spirit of God leading you. So you learn to take away your ambition from His leading. Separate it. He's the one leading you. So He's the one ahead. He's the one ahead. And He who allows the Spirit of God to be ahead will not miss the Spirit. If you allow God to stay ahead, you won't miss God. Say, but I think I'm being slow. No. He's the one leading you. Amen. You can't be faster than your leader. You can't be faster than God who is leading you. When you are faster than God who is leading you, you miss God. You miss God. So it's always one step at a time. One step at a time. It will get clearer. Don't worry. It will get clearer. It will get clearer. So take the one step first. It may not look as beautiful as you thought it's supposed to look when you started. But take the one step first. Take the one step first. Amen. And trust God. God wants you to always trust Him. So He wants you to take the one step first. He's a God that wants you to trust Him. So take the one step first. Without knowing
Yeah, what about if I don't know what the result, what the outcome will be? Just take the one step first. Hallelujah. Because as I said to you, not in this series, but I'm not in this session or in this series I'm teaching you, but in previous teachings, I said to you, God's leading is always towards his task. It's always first towards his work. So take the first step. It might not look as you expected, but take it and stay following it. And stay following. And you will also do well. You also do well to stay away from stubbornness, saying, this is how I know to do it. No, you can't be stubborn when it comes to the leading of the Spirit. You have to yield to the Holy Ghost. Yield to the Holy Ghost. Like, yield to the Holy Ghost. When it comes to the leading of the Spirit, yield to the Holy Ghost. And allow him be ahead. Allow him be ahead. Allow him be ahead. Allow him be ahead. You know, and you will not gauge his leading or you're following his Spirit, his leading, with what men's results are telling you. No, you take your eyes away from men's results. Men can have results and yet not follow the leading. But he that follows the leading is following the leading without any receipt. You see, following the leading is not about results. It's about really obeying and trusting him. So you stay trusting him. You stay trusting him. Stay trusting him. I'm speaking to people here tonight. Stay trusting his leading. Stay trusting his leading. It will turn out well. It will turn out well. It will turn out well. Others might be having results in the natural, but you just stay. You play by a different set of rules. They follow the economy to make decisions. You follow God's leading. So I stay with God's leading. I stay with God's leading. So you learn to stay with God's leading. Stay there. Stay there. Stay there. Stay there. You might think you are being delayed, but no. No, there's no delay. No, there's no delay. No, there's no delay. There's no delay. Just follow his leading. Follow his steps. And you won't regret it. Hallelujah. Let's get into what I'm teaching you. Right? Glory to God. I didn't plan to say all what I said, but I just was just led by God's Spirit to say those things. It may join my notes. I didn't even think about them. But I'm led by God's Spirit to talk about that. Amen. Amen. Let's see a few other things. Oh, I have to go to Romans 12, right? Okay, so sorry. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which always the beside. It says, and be not conformed to this world. Hallelujah. Be not conformed. Be not conformed to this world. Hallelujah. The word conformed there, it was suje matizo. Yeah, it means don't be squeezed into the mold of this world. I mean, there's a mold of this world. Don't be squeezed into their reason. Don't be squeezed. Say, but be a transform, right? By the renewing of your mind. You see that? Be a transform by the renewing of that. You may prove that which is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. That you will prove God's will. Hallelujah. But he says, what is vital there? Renewing your mind. Renewing your mind. So your mind is vital in proving God's will. Your mind is vital in following God's leading. Your mind is vital. Your mind is vital. If your mind isn't important, then Paul wouldn't say that. If your mind isn't important, then Paul, look at all of Paul's prayer. What was his prayer for? Our minds. All of Paul's prayer was for the mind. Hallelujah. Because we have the Holy Ghost. All of the information about God is in the Spirit. Amen. So when we are in church today, I'm not, look up now. As I'm teaching you, who am I educating? Our minds. Our minds. Not your spirit. Because your spirit is well informed about God. Your spirit, all these informations you have in the scriptures are informations of the Spirit. And they are informations of our spirit. So your spirit, the Spirit of God in a believer, doesn't need this information because that information is in the Spirit. But who needs this information is our minds. Hope you're hearing me. Our minds. So we renew our mind with God's word. Amen. We renew our mind with God's word. So Paul's prayer in Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1, are you there? From verse 15.
He says, "Where also after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love to all saints, cease not to give thanks, making mention of you in my prayer, that the God of our Lord Jesus, the Father of glory, may give to you
what?
Wisdom of the Spirit," right? Now, is there a spirit of wisdom? Well, the word there, the way the Greek put it is wisdom of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Wisdom of the Spirit. And what does he call it? He says that word "and" there, he says that word "and" is to explain. He calls it wisdom of the Spirit, which is revelation where? In the knowledge. Hallelujah. In the knowledge of him. Right? So, he's praying that God will grant to them revelation in the knowledge of him. Verse 18, want to go. Let's read together. Want to go. That the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of his glory of his inheritance in the saints. He says the eyes of your understanding. Your mind, right? Is that your mind? So post-prayer is towards the mind. That what should happen? That your mind should receive what? The wisdom of the Spirit, which calls revelation in the knowledge of him. So we renew our mind with God's word. Hope you are seeing that. Hope you are seeing that. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Colossians 1:9. Say, for this cause we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye may be filled with the knowledge of his will. Knowledge of his will. In all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being filled with every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering in good joyfulness. Hallelujah. That ye may walk worthy, your mind. Your mind. Your mind is vital in following God's leading. Amen. Your mind is vital. Hallelujah. And you know what? Your mind also is where every other information goes into. Your main essence and functioning in the earth is with your mind. You cannot live in the earth without your mind. Amen. A man that is out of his mind is a man who is out of his mind. You know what it means. Right? Amen. So you need your mind to function in the earth. And it is the same mind that you need to function in the earth. That is the same mind you need to use to obey God. To follow God. Did you see that? Amen. Do you know? So that means the mind can receive several other information that is not God's information. Several other information that is contradictory to God's information. The mind. Therefore, Proverbs chapter 4. I begin to close now. Proverbs 4 quickly. Watch with me to Proverbs 4. We're getting to some things quick. Hallelujah. 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 You look at verses 20. He said, my son, attend to my words. Incline thy ears to my sayings. How will he incline his ears? Is it physical ears or his mind? The ears of his mind, right? 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 Thank you. He said, my son, attend to my words with your mind. Incline your ears to my sayings. And let them not depart from thy eyes. Is that your mind too? Your eyes, the optical eyes or the eyes of your mind? Right? Right? Let them not depart out of your eyes. He said, keep them in the midst of thy heart. He said, they are light to them that find them and are held to their flesh. His words. Right? Right? So where will God's word be stored? In your spirit or in your mind? I want to catch people now. In your spirit or in your mind? Answer that. Your spirit or your mind? Our mind. Hallelujah. Now look at what it now says. Because God wants your mind. God wants your mind. You hear what it says in verse 3? It says, keep thy heart. Now the heart there is mind. Keep thy heart, your mind, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
See? This is my heart. It's not talking about your... My heart. It's that same heart you give to a boy and he will break it. See, they broke my heart. Not your heart they broke, it's your mind. It's that place you have heart. That same mind of yours. You used to go to Facebook, Twitter. You see all the rubbish. You know, it doesn't do me anything. It's entering there. You don't know. It's entering there. It's a store. Amen. That's right. You don't know. You're just walking. Something, a song was entering your head. Oble. Oble. You say, how did I hear the song? It was entering your mind. Oble. Scatter, scatter. Entering your mind. Amen. You don't know. Yeah. So first of all, does that explain why I'll be walking and just the foul song will now be entering my head? Yes. Your mind has been storing there. The disc is almost filled up, so it's not coming out. Oble, bam, 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 oble, bam, bam. Now I'm doing like this on the road. If they do me, Antila, it's your mind. All right, did you see? It's stored up there. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Okay. Then it says, keep thy heart with all diligence. Hallelujah. Keep your heart with all diligence. I love what another translation says. It says, mount a guard on your heart. Mount a guard on your heart. So it's an instruction. You mount a guard on your heart. Say, for out of it are the issues of life. Well, Amplified will say, out of it are the issues that govern life itself. Hallelujah. Amen. So you guard your heart. You guard your heart. You guard your heart. Because God needs your heart. Amen. When you allow rubbish, social media, TikTok, Vivian, what other one again? Suspect. Which other one? Suspect. Which other one again? Eh? Yeah, we listen, we don't judge. Everything in your head. Which one again? Everything is just, you are gather everything in your mind. You watch everything. You watch Ghetto Kids. You watch Lucky Kids. You watch Abuja Children. Everything in your mind. You see, everything in your mind is just accumulating it. You're accumulating it in your mind. You have heard so many noise. You know the world is full of noises. A lot of noise. And God said, guard your heart. That means a believer must be careful with what he or she watches, listens to, pay attention to. You must be careful. That's why you're a believer. Your mind is vital. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Amen. Yeah. Why people don't recognize God's voice? Because they have too many noises in their mind. They're not like Randy Orton. I had voices in my head. They call for me. They have too many voices. Amen. Too many voices in your head. You know, if this room is quiet, I'm going to say something. If this room is quiet, and I say, Dixon, come. You know, Dixon will hear me, right? Anyway, he's there. But if everybody making noise, or everybody is rejoicing, whoo! I say, Dixon, come. He won't hear me. Dixon, come. He won't hear me. Right? But I'm calling. Right? Until I shout, Dixon, come here. Right? Right? Because of the noise. Sometimes, you're hearing me far. Say, I'm hearing it faintly. But you know, God wouldn't still leave, even if they are noisy. He will still reach out for you. That is God. Hallelujah. Even if there are several things making noise in your mind, God is still reaching out for you. But God wants you to take away those noises. Jesus got into the house of Jairus. And as he got there, people were crying. And then he told them, she'll be fine. And they started laughing. People were crying, you know, started laughing. Ah,
Have you gone to where people are mourning before? However, someone's... Oh, okay, let me try to code this not. Person might not... Now, Lisa, and I say, I went to someone's... Person was burying a loved one. When we were putting a loved one to the ground, people were crying. Seriously. They were crying. My eyes were red. I'm serious. As soon as the report son, I can say we showed up. Everybody just started playing music. I say, back to status quo. We were even fighting for food. I couldn't eat. But there was one I saw on base, they were doing wake keep, somebody's dead. Wake keep, oh, we're going to miss her. Before we know, Pakam, they started fighting for Kunu. Could anybody see you on the ship? Could anybody, I'm like, God. I told one guy dead on base, I said, if I was the one who was dead, right there, I'll be slapping all of them. Right there. Ow! I thought we'll be late to rest. You're already fighting for Kunu. Kunu never reach me. Biscuit. Yeah. My daughter, come and give me biscuit. So Jesus got there and they started laughing. They were mourning and they were laughing. What did Jesus do? The Bible says he pushed all of them out of the house. He sent them out. That's what you do to the noises. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll go home tonight. God wants us to clear the noises. We need to clear out the noise. Take out the noise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You have to move the noise out. Because it's going to be listening to God's spirit from now on. Hallelujah. I want to hear him clearly more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to take out the noises. Take out the noises. That means I'm going to put restriction on my Facebook. I'm going to put restriction on my Telegram, my WhatsApp. Me, for one, if you call me once it's 10 p.m., say by except you have spoken to angels to allow your call to enter. If you drop any message from me online, by 10 p.m., it's hardly that I see it. Because I'm usually supposed to withdraw off natural activities. They send me messages online before 7 a.m. Except I open my phone, I won't see it. I'll see it after 7 a.m. Amen. No, we need to. For a while, there was a time I stopped, but I got back to it. God wants us to clear those things out. Clear out the noises again. Right? Put restriction. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. Guard your heart to, before you open that Netflix movie to watch, have you read about the movies? I always do that tomorrow. I'll go and check. What is the content? What is the content here? Does it have sexual content? No, I'm not watching. You can do that. Your mind, don't say, no. So, you know, some people can say, no, I'm already married. You know, you can say, I'm married. It's a married life. It's not true. Don't say that. Hallelujah. Clear those things. Clear them. Hallelujah. Clear them. Clear them. Glory to God. Clear them. I spoke to someone recently. I said, clear them. I told the person, clear them. And I said, clear it. Go to your cat cave. Go to your history. Clear them. You don't need them. Why do you need them? Clear them. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I told someone recently, go and throw away those toys. They call it small man. Throw them away. You don't need them. And then clear up the history. You don't need those rubbish. Hallelujah. Clear them. Don't need them. Clear your mind. Don't say, no, clear it. Hallelujah. Mind watch. You know, put restrictions. On the YouTube, put restrictions. You know, I use it to calm down. To calm down. I need to cool my temper. Cool your temper. No. Clear them. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen more to God's word. Listen more to our messages. Listen more. Right? Amen. I'm telling you to do that this week. Now to Sunday. I have some other things I want to get to, but I know God still wants us to end here. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to listen to God's word the more. Right? Right? I listen to God's word the more this week. Right? So you get home. You're going to get to your phones. Those of you who use iPhone like I do, you can put restrictions. Right? You can. I did that. Screen on screen time. I heard that it's also on Samsung. You can put screen timers. Right? Amen. Amen. In fact, if you open my Facebook at a certain point, it will tell you I've reached limit for the day. My limit for the day is time. Sorry, sir. You might not be able to see it. Except that I want to do something on life. Amen. As a matter of fact, I put restriction on the kind of friends I have online. If you post rubbish, I'll block you. I told somebody, I know what my ideal page wants to be like. My ideal page is when I get online. I want to see my... If Pastor Shegu's message post is not first, whosoever you are, that your own is first, you have to bow. It's not a joke. Check. I make sure also I monitor my search button on Facebook. If I open my search, the first search, it is not Pastor Shegu's page. Saint Pavilion page. If I see another thing there, there's a problem. Amen. You know, you can put restrictions on your life like that way. Amen. Close out the noises. Close it out. Close it out. Close it out. Man is a product of influence. And today you're not being influenced by the next person standing by you alone. You're influenced by the things you watch, you see, you hear. You hear. Amen. 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 You're going to put restrictions, right? Right? I hear God clearly this week. Right? For the remaining part of this week, we'll pick it up from here on Sunday. Learn something? I walk in the light.